1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization, and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow, affecting patients like Tori Beasley, who was working to have her second child through IVF.
How does someone else get to dictate what I say, what I want for my family?
Elation at NASA as there is an active presence back on the surface of the moon after a 50-year absence. The privately owned lander, known as Odysseus, Odie is his nickname, could start transmitting images back as soon as today. The White House today is set to announce tough new sanctions against Russia. The punishments, it says, will be the toughest since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. President Biden meeting with Alexei Navalny's widow in California Thursday. This is ABC News. More violence in New York's Times Square.
Police say a 17-year-old who they believe is a migrant from Nicaragua was chased down by a large group of people and stabbed near a migrant shelter. The 17-year-old was stabbed in the back. 2 hours later, another person was attacked, a 28-year-old man who police believe is from the area. Police say he was punched and kicked in the head and face outside the Hard Rock Cafe at 43rd and Broadway.
That's ABC's Reagan Medji. In the stabbing of the 17-year-old, seven people have been arrested. Police believe they are all migrants. Starting next year, sales of gasoline blended with ethanol will be expanding in several Midwestern states. That decision now official from the EPA. Right now, sales of E15 gasoline restricted during the summer months over environmental concerns. And a Guinness World Record stripped. Officials at Guinness now say there isn't enough evidence to back up claims that the oldest dog in the world, a Portuguese guard dog who died last year at 31, was truly that old. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender's with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first game back from the All-Star break in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves, the first-place team in the NBA Western Conference. But Milwaukee will still be without Chris Middleton, who's been out with an ankle injury since the last time they faced Minnesota on February 8th. Doc Rivers says Chris will be out at least another two more games. Baseball catcher and designated hitter Gary Sanchez is with the Brewers now. After failing his team physical, he suffered a right wrist injury during an off-season workout, but now is expected to return in a week or so. NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who left his head coaching job at Boston College to come to Green Bay.
Is a guy that grew up loving football. It's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is like the mecca of the football world to me. Just being here and driving in the Lambo every day, it made a really hard decision a lot easier.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or scattered snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the afternoon. It's going to be a lot colder today, too, with a high of 32. The wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny 35. 47 Sunday. We're back into the 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Beth Parker, thank you so much for sharing that about your grandfather being on Iwo Jima on this day, 79 years ago. Just amazing. Just iconic. Those photos, though, I was showing you a picture of his basketball team on the ship. They look 15 years old.
Right.
And those guys went from there, from playing basketball, to attacking the most fortified positions maybe in military history at that age. And that's why the movies always get it wrong. You know, the John Waynes and the whatever, whatever. It's not that. They should literally get a bunch of college freshmen and use them as the actors, because that's the age they were actually at.
Yeah.
Incredible. Wow.
She's impressive, too.
Yeah, also a physical trainer advice.
But no, she was just very interesting and just really, she's really into this. Absolutely.
To talk about physical training for you.
No, we're going to bring her in to talk about how she's doing with educating
high school kids. We're bringing in to talk about physical training for you. You need it. By the way, my poll, I am winning this so big, it's mind-boggling. Growing up, did you have a shower in your house or just a bathtub? 95% just a bathtub. Thank you, everybody.
I didn't know our listeners were 90.
Mark Hewson, are you there?
Thought we had some younger listeners in out there.
I'm here, guys.
Okay, Mark we'll
Hewson,
start
Bella
with you.
Sports
Mark,
Medicine.
Mark, Johnny's on his kick because he grew up like in the hillbillies. Did you have a bathtub and a shower growing up, or just a bathtub? Didn't you have a shower? Right,
you had both.
Everybody did.
Rich kid.
Not rich. It was just.
It's a rich kid.
I'll tell you this. My parents moved into a condo, which was the condos were a lot of elderly retired people, and everyone's got these big bathtubs where they can't get in, and ended up, as my parents got older, they ended up actually changing everything out into a shower.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I grew up with only a bathtub, and a lot of people, I bet we didn't have five people in Nagani in my era that had showers in their house.
That's Nagani.
Everybody had a bathtub, and that's it. Or then you'd go for Friday nights, you'd go to a sauna. So, I mean,
all right.
Different era. All right. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Hey, Mark, we were talking about, we're talking about injuries and cartilage injuries. And I was talking to Jim here earlier about how many young female athletes especially get knee injuries. It's almost like an epidemic in some ways. Isn't there one young lady I was working out with here at the fitness center where we do our show here, she had like 7 surgeries or something like that. It's like cartilage injuries, ligament injuries with knees. And this time of year when everybody's all fired up, I'm going out, I'm going to play tennis, I'm going to play pickle, I'm going to do all these things. It's crazy, the injuries that you guys see at Bell and Sports Medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We kind of talked about it. I said, I think this would be a good one of cartilage injuries. And there's really kind of two different types. A lot of people say, hey, I got a cartilage injury. I tore my cartilage. Well, what is it? So you really got two types of cartilage. You got cushion pads that, like, if it's knee, that sits between your bones. And most of the time, if you're younger, that's probably what you're tearing. They just look like little cushion pads that sit between your upper leg and your lower leg. And you turn and you sometimes, you know, you tear into those. The problem is those cushion pads are there for a reason. And you don't want to continue to tear them, because sometimes what they have to do is trim out a piece. And the less you have, then you start going when they call bone on bone. Mm. Then that kind of talks about the other type of cartilage, which is, it's a shiny, smooth surface at the end of each of your bones called articular surface cartilage. So that's why when people say, hey, I got a cartilage tear, it's like, what is it? Neither of them's good, but it's one of those things of, so articular surface cartilage, sometimes you can be a trauma where, you know, it's almost like you get a pitting hole or like a pothole, like in a road in the spring here. That's what it becomes, where you have a pothole, and that's can kind of even be the worst. And that's when you people talk about, I'm bone on bone and I'm rubbing my articular surface cartilage out. Now you start talking about, hey, you're, and some people used to think, oh, you got to be old to have a total knee or a total hip. No, you don't.
I mean, that's what they you told me. I had bone on bone on my hip.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, when you're bone on bone, you can't, it's, you're not going to come back and say, oh, I'm going to feel like a 20-year-old if they do something. Once you're bone on bone, they can maybe try to treat some pains. They can maybe, you know, sometimes people will do these, there's injections where they kind of, they inject you like 2-3 times in the knee. Sometimes it's 5 times. And it's a, I tell people it's like a liquid, and it's trying to coat and it's trying to fill in those potholes. And what you're really trying to talk about with those is you're just trying to get by. You're trying to buy time. So let's say you're 45 or 50, maybe you can get to 55 before you didn't need a total knee. And some people try them and they do really well and get 5-8 years. Sometimes people try them for a year and say, I'm not doing real well. And sadly, I mean, I've known a person that, you know, had a total hip. I don't think she was even 45 and ended up needing 2 total hips. Now she had a congenital condition too, that was probably missed at a younger age. So, it's one of those things that you can be a fine stud athlete.
Right. Look at me.
Unfortunately, step wrong. Yeah, exactly. Just like John Mino. And
yeah. Just carrying around their career like 50
and,
pounds.
And they go on radio and they have a great career.
Right. And just the exercise you get on radio, and it's unbelievable. Hey, Mark, this bone on bone, though, that's not an injury or tear. That's wearing down, right? I mean, I want to be clear on this because explain that to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You don't go down from one day of having everything there to just all of a sudden bone on bone. You know, if you're bone on bone, you've been bone on bone for, and you've gotten less and less the last weeks, months, years, you know, it's not one of those things that just all of a sudden you went bone on bone in 1 month. Now you could be bone on bone and not have any symptoms and all of a sudden slip on ice, or you jump off of something and you land and you irritated, you may have arthritis, or you may irritate what was in there, and all of a sudden they go, you know, some people come out and they go, I didn't know I was bone on bone. That can happen, but it's you're not usually going, it's not talking about people who are 30 and 40 also go bone on bone. Bone on bone could be something, usually you're in a, you know, 50s 60s 70s, you know, some people can be fine their entire lifespan, and also an 80 going, you know what, now you're bone on bone. You also have to look of saying, well, how active, you know, I mean, what are you doing? If you're 85 years old and you're sitting most of the time in a recliner, do you need a total knee or total hip? Maybe not. How can they get by?
Mark, so we go in for tests. I was just at the doctor and they test your blood for, you know, your glucose and your prostate, all PSA. Is there a test to see where you're at with your cartilage level?
So, you know, yes and no. I mean, so what it is, guys, is you could do an X-ray, and like, let's take a knee. If someone had something going on, you can look at an X-ray and you're not going to see the meniscus or these little pads that go between your bones. You're not going to see, is it torn or is it not? But the joint space between the top bone and the bottom bone will tell you, is there much left there or not? That's sometimes what happens is you go in and all of a sudden they go, oh, you're bone on bone. No wonder you're having pain. And that happens at any joint. My mom just had her big toe fused because she's complained and never had an injury, or excuse me, never went in to be seen. Finally goes in when the pain's so bad and they look at her toe and they go, well, yeah, you're bone on bone, and this is what we need to do to fix it. If you really need a clear vision, and it's what we have where we're very blessed, is an MRI. You know, yeah. MRIs will yeah. tell you, but yeah. it gets costly. Right. You know, you don't just go and say, hey, I want an MRI, and MRIs are, you know, it's not like they're $50. You know, they're going to run you $1,000. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference of trying to judge. You know, a lot of times it's based off of symptoms, and you finally say, hey, I have to go on a BC.
So when we go to the doctor, you know, it's colonoscopy, what, every 10 years. And should we say our doctor, look, I want an X-ray. I want to see. Is that something we can be proactive with? Or do we just wait till it happens? I don't think
you can prevent these injuries. It's almost like tires wearing out, I think. Isn't it, Mark?
Yeah. I mean, So if you have, you're not going to really prevent or stop. You can strengthen your quads. You can strengthen your hamstrings. You can strengthen your knee. You can strengthen your hip. But there is a point, though, that it's like John said, your body is going to wear and tear. That's why I'm saying, like, you don't hear about people getting total hips and total knees at 20 and 30. That's very, very rare. It's because that's the wear and tear where your body just wore it out and they finally need a new body part. You may have the cushion pads. So, you know, you may have a high school kid that says, oh, I got a cartilage tear. That's those little pads. And even with those, you want to see, they can either trim them out and they take out a little portion, but now that portion is gone, it's gone. Or you can sometimes go back in there. There are some great orthopedic surgeons that can go in and they can fix it and they can try to save that cartilage so you hopefully don't get to that wear and tear where you need a total hip or a total knee or a total shoulder at 45, 50, 55. You hopefully can get to 70, 80, or not ever need it.
You know, it's amazing, though, Mark, how many people have artificial knees now. It's incredible.
Oh, and where they've come in recovery. I mean, I'll go back of saying, you know, the recovery on those, when you used to go in for a total knee or total hip, you'd be in for 4, 5, 6 days.
Yeah.
John, I don't know how many days you may have been in nowadays.
One night, overnight.
I was just going to say, yeah, Mark, one night, or some are discharged the same day.
Mark, I've got a friend of mine who I work with. She's going in Monday, and she's going home Monday night for a knee, a whole knee.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. Yep. They're going to have her up, and then they start therapy on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this.
And it's your place. That's doing
every
it.
I'll give all the credit to the world, to the orthopedic surgeon who does the surgery. But you know what? It's not just all about that orthopedic surgeon. They may look at me like, what? But they all realize it. There's a team effort about that. You know, it's a matter of, you know, what's the therapist doing beforehand to get that person ready? There are nurses, you know, and what kind of meds are being given to that patient so we don't have them so drugged up that they can't stand and do things the next day. There is a complete team effort on these things to make the benefit to that patient of, like you said, they go in, they have the surgery, they're out, and the next day they're doing therapy.
Outstanding. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. Yeah. This is great. You know, one thing, though, they had me up walking the very first night down the hallway. They got to tell people to tie the back of those robes because the ladies at the desk still talk about that.
John,
yeah.
John, you guys got to remember that every single day. Tie them.
I know. That was not a good moment.
Looking for the bar.
I think there were some selfies taken as I was going down. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine, you are the greatest. Thank you so very much. Love having you on.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mark.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Mark. Take care, buddy. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine, good stuff. We got a lot more coming up. Back up, Chris.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Matinair on Air. Air on Air. Air on Air. Air on Air. Air on Air.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you.
Who played Jim?
No, don't ask. I don't know this.
Who played drums in this music video?
I have no idea.
Todd, who played the drums in this music
video? Phil Collins.
No, it was not Phil Collins.
Buddy Rich.
No.
I'm just naming
John. Was it John Stamos?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Nicely done.
At one point in my life before I had the beard, I looked like John Stamos.
I could see that.
When I was much thinner, of course.
I could totally see that. By the way, on the poll going up, did you grow up with a shower or just a bathtub? Just a bathtub, 95%.
Oh, come on,
Teresa
people.
From Green Bay, the most recent. Teresa says just a bathtub.
Okay.
95% of our listeners grew up with just a bathtub in their house, not a shower.
I think people, you need, Todd, give them the text number again. Come on, guys.
Please text us in.
Right, because we're just getting a couple of these.
You grew up so privileged and you don't know it. You had a pool table, right?
Yes.
You had a fireplace. A
couple of them.
You had a
Shetland pony.
I did.
A dirt bike.
I did.
What more can I say?
I just want to say that a lot of people did.
No.
We didn't live in Nugani either.
No, not a lot of people. You lived in Two Rivers, which back in the day was whatever.
No, that's a normal blue collar.
I know. So you had to have stood out also for Two Rivers.
Not at all.
Any kid with a pool table in their basement, I did not like. I liked hanging out there, but I was extremely jealous.
But you'd come over all the time and have popcorn and
not even a question.
Take beer out of our refrigerator downstairs. Yeah, that happened a lot. It did.
Could have happened.
It did.
Todd, did you grow up with a pool table?
No.
Dirt bike?
No.
Shower?
We had a shower.
All right.
What's your intern's name?
We had a sauna.
Kyle. You grew up with a shower or bathtub?
Guys, 19.
A shower. I'm a little kid, though, but I also have a pool table and a fireplace, but right. No.
Turn his mic off.
So now you know why they're working together.
Yeah, exactly.
He works with Jim.
Your next is he had a pony.
Yeah, and he probably never ate a saltine with peanut butter on it. You know
what
I'm saying?
You've never eaten a saltine with peanut butter? Where did this come from?
We talked about it one morning.
Yeah, I don't think that. I just don't remember that as a thing.
Really?
Yeah. We were talking
everybody had saltine with peanut butter on it.
Yeah. And I think that was in the same discussion with Fig Newtons. And
oh, I hate Fig Newtons.
I know you did, and I liked them. So I think that we got onto the saltines with peanut butter.
There.
Yeah.
Boy.
No, really, I think that was the connection.
We used to have, it would be saltines.
I mean, we had saltines.
We'd have saltines.
We'd have soup.
And we'd have peanut butter and then butter on top of that, and then another saltine on top. We'd make a little sandwich, peanut butter sandwich out of crackers with peanut butter and butter. I still do that, actually.
Look at you. Yeah, that's okay. God. Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting. Wow.
Okay. I'm jump in anytime, Todd. Yeah.
I'm just, I'm, point, I actually at don't any know point, what to say.
I don't either.
All right.
Unbelievable.
That's fine. I mean,
and you know what? We're going to have Beth. You know what?
She's great.
She's going to be my personal trainer.
Okay.
You got your
I
own.
I love it. I got
Beth
my own.
Beth is going to be mine. We've got our wager going.
John, I don't want you to shave your head. I won't have to.
I have no fear in that because you're not going to get
Todd, should I take this bet? Because I would do that just despite him.
Go ahead, take it.
Well, then take the bet because that'll be good for you, right? And it'll give us something to give John crap about.
Yeah.
If he has to shave his head, we'll do it live on the air.
You're really
going to
do that? This guy who brags about looking like Al Pacino and the Italian wavy hair. You are really going to shave your head if I lose 20 pounds?
When have I ever said I look like Al Pacino?
I think we could find it.
I don't remember it.
Okay,
I said I look like Joe Pesci.
Okay, all right.
Back in the day, I looked like Joe Pesci. Goodfellas.
I don't know
when I used to wear my suit and my hair was real dark and big.
Right, and then you were bragging those.
And he worked for the mob.
That one day you brought in those pictures.
What
of you in high school with your jet black wavy hair? I can't believe you would do that.
Well, do but what?
Shave your head.
I can't
Have
believe
you ever
you
shaved your head?
Not yet. Have you?
No.
Okay.
And I wouldn't. I told you that.
All right. Did you know you were privileged growing up? That you had all these things that other kids didn't have?
No, I didn't.
That's just the way life was, huh? Oh, here's another. How about sugar bread? Bread and butter with sugar
on it.
Now
we had that.
Absolutely.
We had that. And we had cinnamon, you mean?
Well, we just had the regular. We had the regular bread with butter and sugar.
Sugar cinnamon. And we would sprinkle that on bread.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Maybe we did that. Well, okay. You know what? We didn't have to do that, though, because we had Trinary toast for the cinnamon.
Yeah, that hard rock.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Trinary toast I grew up with, and I loved it. I drank coffee when I was like 5 years old.
Oof, we couldn't do that.
We did. We had coffee, and we would have coffee, but you had to dunk something in it. We'd have a cup of coffee. When I was 5 years old, I remember this.
Your parents let you drink coffee?
Yeah. And we'd dunk the Trinary toast all the time. I tell you what, if there's anybody from the UP out there, please text me. How early did you start drinking coffee? I was 5 years old, drank coffee.
In the tub,
and we'd pour it, when it was hot, we'd pour it in the saucer, and you'd drink it out of the saucer. So it cooled down. Did you do that?
No, John.
Are you serious? A lot of people did that. Yeah. Todd, did you do that growing up?
Okay, I have to admit, no. Nope. I've never heard of that before.
Anybody out there ever, when you're really young, you're like 5 or 6, you're having a cup of coffee, did you ever pour it to the little saucer and drink it out of the saucer so it was cooler then?
When you're 5 or 6 and you're drinking a cup of coffee.
But you put an ice cube in it.
We did. We all drank coffee when I was that age.
No. And if we did, we'd put an ice cube in it.
An ice cube in your coffee?
To cool it, because, well, why would you drink it out of a saucer?
Oh, yeah, just put it in the saucer. Anybody out there? Am I the only one that did that?
Yes. My wife
I don't think so.
Okay, I just got a text. Jim, don't let him shave his head. No way.
Okay, who sent it, though?
My wife.
I knew it was her.
Yeah.
Because she likes John.
She's nice.
She does. Yeah, she likes John.
She's a lovely person.
Yeah.
She
and your mom likes me, right?
She does.
See?
She does, and she listens to you.
Yeah,
or there to you us, go. I should say.
There you go.
She listens to us. She listens to you.
Yeah.
She thinks Johnny's a nice boy.
See? That's what my mom would say, too.
I think she's a good, except for one decision in her life, I think she's a good...
What's the one decision?
Marrying him.
Oh, Donna. I thought you meant his mom.
Yeah, sorry. No, Donna.
Oh, yeah.
No, Donna.
Yeah, yeah.
30 years ago.
Yes.
So, okay.
In Stangleville, right?
In Stangleville.
Which still has one of my favorite stores in the entire world.
Connops?
Is in Little Stangleville. Connops.
Yeah.
They have every type of beef jerky. By the way, have you seen the price of beef jerky in a store these days? It's like $5 for a handful of little stuff. I'm going to start making my own beef jerky.
You can do that.
I've got one of those. I've got
that machine.
Dehumidifier, whatever it is.
It's not a dehumidifier.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What is that called? What's it called, Todd?
It's not a dehumidifier.
You dry out food, dry out.
Dehydrator.
Dehydrator.
Dehumidifier is what puts.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Same thing. All right, it's D something.
Yes, it is D something.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
I got to figure out this bet. I will come back on Monday with the official bet. And I think I'm going to type it out and have you sign it.
I will sign it.
I worry about you.
I will sign it.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
I'll sign it.
Can you put it into a little scroll and we can unveil the scroll?
Yeah,
then? as it goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'm not sure I know how to unveil it.
I got Kyle now. So,
by the way, you know, I think Christy, Cassie, and her sister that live here. What kind of dog did they get?
A Bernedoodle.
They got a Bernedoodle.
So they have exactly what Jim has.
Yes, they do.
Why don't you bring them together? Get them together at play day or something.
That would be
why?
Fancy,
baby. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Why don't you do that? Oh, Milton's too cool to have friends.
Well, no, he's
okay.
He's a little bit of a loner.
Oh,
he's a little bit of a loner. I will admit that. He's a little bit of a, what would you call that, mama's boy or something? He's just,
really?
The three of us kind of hang out together. That's
unbelievable.
It. So, anyway,
all right.
This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to next week. I'm going to talk to Spencer today. Good morning. And we're going to get something working out.
All right, deal. This segment's been brought to you by Midwest Restoration. I can't say enough good things about them. We'll talk to Dennis about that from the Glam Band. What is going on this weekend? Christian Dennis will join us when we come back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey,
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow, affecting patients like Tori Beasley, who was working to have her second child through IVF.
How does someone else get to dictate what I say, what I want for my family?
Elation at NASA as there is an active presence back on the surface of the moon after a 50-year absence. The privately owned lander, known as Odysseus, Odie is his nickname, could start transmitting images back as soon as today. The White House today is set to announce tough new sanctions against Russia. The punishments, it says, will be the toughest since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. President Biden meeting with Alexei Navalny's widow in California Thursday. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday was the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session included a constitutional amendment that keeps houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills up for votes are part of the deal Republicans struck with Universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new building projects. Those bills ultimately passed. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into direct consolidation loans by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings have the potential to change lives. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or scattered snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the afternoon. It's going to be a lot colder today, too, with a high of 32. The wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny 35. 47 Sunday. We're back into the 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market. your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlament and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mind on the Mayor. Got this text from Lisa, who now works for us. Is that correct, Todd?
Yeah, Lisa Hale's our new news person in Northeast Wisconsin. We've known her for a long time.
So this comes with authority. She says, the coffee thing is not just the UP. Jacob, my nephew, started drinking coffee hot and black when he was 4 years old. It was a thing he did with his papa, father's dad. He still drinks his coffee hot and black.
My 7-year-old loves it.
Thank you.
I don't think that's good.
Decaf, but he only gets like one cup.
Okay, now I think we should... I don't think we should encourage young kids to drink coffee. I don't think it's good for you long term.
Soda, too.
I don't. I hate coffee.
Energy drinks. Get on the whole spiel.
Here, let me just slide my Mountain Dew out of the camera range.
Did you grow up with a shower or a bathtub?
You know, well, I've been around, just ask.
Outhouse.
But, wow. No, shots that's fired that, already
that's
this morning.
That's New Guinea or wherever.
We had outhouses at our camp.
That's New Ghani.
Ghani, whatever.
Did you have a pool table in your basement?
New Guinea, Nagani. Yes. Compare and contrast.
Did you have a pool table? We need to know yes or no.
Well, I did grow up in a house without a shower.
Thank you.
For a time. But I've been around, though. I've been to a few addresses in my day.
All right.
And we did have my uncle's pool table for a moment. But every shot had to be one of those things where you're shooting.
A tight little.
Yeah, you were shooting above the head because the walls were so.
We learned how to shoot behind our back, and we had some. It was fun.
So privileged. And by the way, we're talking about Midwest Restoration. Could you just talk one more time about the great job they did for you?
Oh, yeah. By the way, we also had a black and white TV then.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, in the pool room. So we thought, you know, Anyway. Yeah, Midwest Restoration, they came to my house and did some biohazard remediation, if you will. And why are you saying that, Dennis? Well, we had I had some people in the house that had cats, and they couldn't contain themselves, so they had to contain it for me.
Ugh. Yeah.
In short, and wow.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a job those guys have, huh?
Yeah, great people.
And what a great group they are. Just phenomenal.
Spectacular crew.
Yep. Ryan and Coyne and the entire bunch.
You said you couldn't even tell. By the time they left, it was like nothing ever happened.
Couldn't tell by the smell.
Hey. Yeah. Well, what is going on this weekend, Christy?
So we have at our friends over at Epic Event Center. Tonight, they are having Wallen, Morgan Wallen, the nation's number one tribute to country music superstar Morgan Wallen.
Huh?
The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30. Tickets are, what is he doing right now? Tickets are $25 to $60, and that is going to be a great show. This is the one that got canceled when that blizzard happened.
So this is the Morgan Wallen, is there?
It's a tribute.
Oh, tribute.
Yeah,
okay,
it's the nation's number one tribute to country music star Morgan Wallen.
I got it. Okay,
so
cool.
That will be a fun one.
Very cool.
Next up, Wisconsin State Hunting and Fishing Expo. That is all weekend, and that is at the Resch. Adults 13 years and up are $10, and veterans. Seniors are $8, and then children 12 and under are free. And I just have to ask, John, did you get your boat certificate from last weekend?
They said it's in the mail.
Okay, great.
Said it's on the way.
Remember last weekend with his
took the course and everything?
He took the course.
Did you?
Wow. Yep.
Look at Jim's face.
Didn't want to say anything. That's good. Well, that's good, John. I mean, that's...
So I will have a boat this summer.
Right.
And a buoy.
Okay.
Yeah. And a buoy.
So this...
And you're not going to be...
David Bowie.
On the boat!
That's okay.
Did you say he's not invited?
He's not invited.
That bothered me a bit.
Are we?
You guys
are you taking so you live here in Christie's
building?
Well, but no one.
It's a big structure.
Notice the pregnant pause.
Yeah, so I was looking for the word complex condominiums.
Anyway, can live.
Are you?
It's this new concept.
Yeah.
And they're above each other. It's crazy, man.
And they're stairs.
So what I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim.
Are you going to bring your boat? Tie it up here, and then take us through the locks.
Take us through the locks,
or take them through the locks. I've done it. I don't need to go with you. You know, that's a fun afternoon.
It is.
I'm doing it.
It is.
I'm doing it.
We'll be there.
I'll take Milton if you want.
He's not going.
That would be the day that Jim Schmidt lets you take his dog anywhere.
You know what I could do? I could take him out, teach him to swim.
That's how he's going to teach him. He's been on a pontoon boat, but he hasn't been on a
I'll tie a rope to his collar.
Paddle back to that, John. Let's move on.
On the pond.
So this show at the Resch Center, this is all sporting things, hunting. That's what's going on there?
Yes.
That's a cool show.
Yeah.
That's like a dad thing to take your kids to as well.
Totally.
If you want to get them into that.
It is. It's great.
It is.
Yeah. Been to it a million times. It's awesome.
Yeah. Little bit of everything. And another fun one for families, okay, is the Dino Safari. So it's a walk-through adventure. That is presented by the Mulva Cultural Center. And that is every day this weekend. Tickets for adults are 25. Seniors and veterans and military are 20. Children 5 and under are free.
I haven't been there yet. Have you been?
I haven't. Everybody's driven by it.
Yeah.
Nice place. It's if you haven't been there, it's at 221 South Broadway Street in De Pere.
Didn't we have a guy at your Christmas party that like is the director there?
Well, you know, he'd be the facilities director is what he did. Yeah.
That's
he used
cool.
to be a TC. That place is awesome. He tells me, Johnny, we got to get over there.
I know.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what a perfect time. This exhibit takes visitors back in time 200 million years ago to the single supercontinent of Pangaea where dinosaurs ruled the earth.
I don't think it's 200 million.
What kind of machine takes you back that
time?
I know, right?
It's a time machine.
Got to get back in time.
Why is it 200 million?
Yeah, what? Why do you guys have to question all my stuff?
What?
I do a lot of time on research.
What's wrong with that?
That's a long time. I don't think
so. That's when dinosaurs were around, Jim.
200 million?
Yeah.
So, boys, the Dino Safari is both a thrilling and educational journey, taking guests back in time to learn how dinosaurs evolved,
really?
What Earth was like at that time, because we weren't there, and view full-scale, scientifically accurate animatronics.
Ooh, whatever that means.
Todd?
Intriguing.
So according to Google, dinosaurs were around between 240 and 230 years ago. 230 million years ago.
Sorry, I was wrong.
So like the La Brea Tar Pits. Have you been there?
I've not.
No.
Say that three times fast.
I know, right?
I can't even do it.
Do you know why there are no dinosaurs?
Well done.
But I thought that... Okay, wow.
Do you know why there are no dinosaur bones in Wisconsin?
I was only off 100 million years.
There's one at the Neville.
No, but I mean, as far as like, do you know why they don't find dinosaur skeletons in Wisconsin?
Because they have no bananas.
No. Because the glaciers swept them all away.
Wow.
Yeah.
John, we got to give you more credit.
But that's
I think so too.
It's not just sports, you know.
But that Sue that they found, and she made a fortune. That Sue was the name of the dinosaur that's in the Chicago Museum.
Yeah.
That was in the Dakotas, right?
One of them? Dakota has lots of them.
But we don't.
Because the glacier didn't go through there.
Really?
Yeah.
Johnny Cash wrote a song about that.
Off on this by like 100 million years.
Yeah, you are. You're about 100 million years off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, at least.
I was close.
I was way off.
Yeah, I was way off.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah.
So on another, so whether you're a lifelong science fan or have children or grandchildren who are dinosaur obsessed, this exhibit has something for everyone. So
wasn't every kid
out.
Obsessed with dinosaurs?
Absolutely. Yes. No question.
Walter loves them. Yeah. And then basketball, the UWGB Phoenix, men's basketball versus Purdue Fort Wayne. That is tonight, and that is at 6 p.m. And I want to make this very clear. It is at the Crest Center, not the Resch Center. And the women's play Sunday the 25th. They're playing Youngstown State, and that is at 2 p.m. also at the Crest Center.
No, can't
Thank you, Jay, for clarifying.
What?
That's the women's.
Yeah, Chris.
No, the women don't play it. I'm going to the game. The men
play it.
What
are you talking
about? You're picking me
up. The women always play at the Crest.
But she said, tomorrow, Johnny, we're going to the game. Well, tonight we're going to the game. And then the women play at 2 p.m. Oh, that's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, the men play at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
Do I get a bell?
Do you guys see what I deal with every day?
No, I thought
Dennis.
I thought I heard Dennis. Sunday. No, all right.
You know how bands break up? This is how shows break up.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mr. Rhino.
200 million years ago, the dinosaurs. No, Christy. 230 million.
Jim's kind of like the Yoko Ono of the group a little bit.
We did
get this in, just an added thing going on in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Listener texted in, Sawdust Symphony is going to be playing some great bluegrass Saturday night at Mother Pierre. At Hagemeister.
And I was getting to that. Yeah, I talked to Corey yesterday.
Hey, they gave me a really cool sweatshirt. I'm going to wear it one day when I was there the other night.
Yeah.
Hagemeister sweatshirt. It's very cool.
We had a beautiful luncheon with the downtown district the
other day.
What
the Hagemeister and all I got was this shirt. Holy cow, try it on once.
Was he mocking me just
now? No.
I don't think so.
I think it was.
My caffeine hasn't kicked in yet. I don't think. I was stuck between second and third gear. Did you catch that?
What's he on today? Jim.
Jim.
He's
You're surly today. Dennis is goofy today.
Yeah. What am I?
I'm not giggly.
On my game.
You're giggly.
Besides, I don't know about dinosaurs. 230 million.
Thank God we got Todd here.
You call them dinosaurs. Voice I call them dinosaurs. Wait, how's that go?
Is it dino or dino?
It's dinosaurs.
That's what I thought too.
Right?
Jeepers.
Yeah. Okay. So. It's dino.
Hooked on phonics did not work. Yes.
Well, the Flintstones had Dino. Come
was
on
it
now.
Dino or Dino?
It was Dino.
Well, he was Dino. But yeah. It's dinosaur.
Right.
Dinosaur.
That was Dino.
Well, what's the big thing down at the gas station down the street on Ashland?
I used to take my pictures. I would sit on that.
It's got
dinosaur.
The cheese head on him. Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since
Dino
I was
or Dino.
Little. Dino. It's the Dino okay. Stop.
Okay.
I had pictures of me up on that puppy.
See, and I had it wrong this whole time.
I think it's Dino.
It's a Dino Stop, but I think they call him Dino.
Yeah.
It's okay. A Dino Stop.
Mayor's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So Dino now the that Y. We, yeah. Now our Friday's complete. Yeah. We got that taken care
okay.
of.
Okay.
What
hey,
else
Dennis,
is
how
going
you doing?
On?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how'd your gig go in Harris, actually?
It was stellar. It was a gravitational issue, man, between Central Time and Eastern Time. It was messing
right?
with my mind.
Did your
I'm kidding,
phone stay on Central Time?
It did,
but all the clocks are on Eastern Time.
Yes, but you could. There's a setting though in your.
But normally it automatically switches over when you go to that part of the UP.
Well, I didn't.
But it doesn't there.
I didn't go to the CBD store just to over the border. So
what are you talking about? I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
I can't spell in front of everybody. So
where do you find those?
Wow.
I'm sure
where did that come from?
I'm not spelling words, I promise.
Holy cow. All right.
Not even
go ahead, Dennis. Are you done, Christy? All right. Dennis, you got the floor.
I do?
Yes.
Maybe I should put my nose in the corner while I'm at it. So downtown Appleton has an indoor pop-up winter market, which is great for the small businesses and what have you. It's a new twist on our annual indoor market. And by the way, the outdoor season starts June 1st, October 12th, but I get, and you know that, it's Wisconsin. But locations and vendors vary from month to month. And so there's, for example, Copper Rock Cafe, Lillian's, Olive and Rose Boutique, Beatnik's, Eclectic Candle Company, Voyager's Bakehouse, Crazy Sweet Akoka, Flanagan's Stop and Shop, great place, by the way,
ooh.
One of my favorites. The Bookstore, Uni Bubble Tea, et cetera. There's others that are also combining their wares. But check that out. It's Sunday, 10 to 2.
Love it.
And everything you can do to support the local business, it's great. And
absolutely.
The weather's going to be decent. It's going to be mid to upper 40s on Sunday. So should be a good day to go stroll down College Avenue, up and down, as they say up north, don't you know? But
felt like summer yesterday.
It's great yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Next week. Hey, so those pop-up businesses, these are...
Get ready to be called out on something wrong.
Well, no. That's cool because they're taking some space that isn't being utilized right now. They're right. Letting a business from candles to food to, I think you said, some apparel.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them, you need to support that because it's something that you haven't seen like in the mall or they don't have enough really to have a whole store. But secondly,
it's unique items.
They learn a lot. Mm-hmm. Give them feedback because they're experimenting of getting into a bricks and mortar, which is very expensive. So, yeah, go support that. That's a good thing. Those
absolutely.
Pop-up businesses are awesome.
You'll find things you'd never find, right. Like in other stores. They're so unique. I love it.
I'm looking to find my soul.
You already have
oh,
it.
Oh, thank you. Skyline Comedy Club this weekend. Jeffrey Asmus is playing there. I think I'm saying it correctly. The Saturday show, the early shows is sold out. But let's see. Quickly on him, he began performing stand-up in 2013, immediately after wasting $143,548 on 7 college degrees and becoming a first-grade teacher.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So he's performed at the world-famous Comedy Cellar in New York City and was featured at Just for Laughs in Montreal as a new face.
Nice.
And he's opened for some people before, too. So anyway, yeah, he's a funny dude.
That'll be
where's
fun.
He at?
That would be at the local Skyline Comedy Club Friday and Saturday.
Fun place.
I might take that in.
He's a funny dude. If you've never been there, it doesn't even matter who the comedian is.
Right.
Just the atmosphere is amazing.
It's incredible. Good service, too. It's just a good atmosphere.
The basement restaurant is awesome. Oh, it looks like we've
got a thing
here,
I got a text. Got your outdoor schedule for a block party this summer at the Sardine Can. Can't wait.
Yay!
We'll be there. Aloha.
We all will because we love the
so
glam
schedule's
band.
Out. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Where exactly do you do that? Is it in front of the Sardine Can?
Right on the street.
Right on the street. You shut down Broadway there?
You bet.
Block it off.
Awesome. That'll be fun. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 2/23/2024.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor, wrapping it up here on a Friday. Once again, looks like a great day today. Get on out there and have some fun. Christy and Dennis from the Glam Band in the house. What do you got going on this weekend, Dennis?
Well, I could say a lot of things, but I think we're playing at the bar. On the East Side.
Oh, cool.
This evening.
Green Bay.
Yeah, yeah. They're having us in the bar this time, so.
That'll be rocking.
So we're going to have to wear even more makeup than normal.
So for something like that, can people just show up, or do you have to get a ticket?
It's a pay-at-the-door type of a deal.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
You know what I like that about you guys? So you play these huge venues, you do the Epic, you do all these great places, but yet you're not too above it to go to the bar or go to the Newton Picnic or the whatever. I think that's awesome about you guys.
Have you ever seen the Newton Picnic? It's an unbelievable time.
That's actually what I've heard.
Oh, they raise money for, I think, for the fire department, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And first responders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
And also at the end, just to take time to meet the fans and take pictures, and just they're just phenomenal people. You can't get a better group than these guys.
I can give my pictures away. What do you mean take pictures? I can't even give mine away.
Do you guys ever do like autograph things?
It's weird.
Can I have one?
Stop it.
But, I mean, you've never done like a sit down thing after a concert or anything, and
and we sit cross legged and sing Kumbaya.
With
tea and scrumpets. Yeah.
So you don't do that then, I guess, huh?
Oh, sure, we can. We have.
Okay,
we do stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. At the end of the show last week, we went out by the merch table and stuff like that.
Oh, that's what I mean. Okay.
Very interactive.
Yeah.
Not a lot of bands do that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Make some extra special.
Shook some hands, shared germs, those kind of things.
You guys took a great picture from the market the other day, and you were in your whole regalia, whatever. How long does that take you, by the way, to get all made up for stage?
Depends on who's, I don't know. Let's just say 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
I would like to, and I'm just going to throw this out there.
It's mostly Jim's hair, not going to like it. Hair and makeup.
Can you bring in some extra wigs and stuff, and we'll make Jim and John honorary members of the band one morning? Please, please.
I'm seeing resistance, and I don't blame the guy. Who cares? Do it, please.
After John shaves his head.
There you go. That's perfect.
No one will even notice, John.
Okay, you know one thing I noticed in a picture I just saw of you guys yesterday? I knew there was something I had to bring up to you. Be honest with me on something. Do you do curls before you go on stage?
Do I do curls?
You do curls?
To get blood in your...
Because your guns are pretty impressive when you're...
Stop it.
I mean, what do you do? You do something.
I'm just happy to see you.
Because there are people that do that. I know that for a fact. Do you do anything like that?
On occasion, sometimes...
Notice the hesitation.
I do stuff like this.
Not very often, but sometimes I'll do some push-ups just to get the blood flowing.
Right, okay.
Right. Helps get the lungs, going.
Because I know some guys, what they used to do, and they were in a band, and they wore the cut-off t-shirts, they would have those rubber bands where you'd stand on one end and you'd do the...
Sure.
You didn't have to carry the bar, but they would do that to, when they went on, they were looking kind of buff.
Sponsored by Chuck Norris, those kind of things.
Yes, absolutely.
I used to have one of those
when
I was a kid,
But I mean, do you guys do that? I mean, because that's part of the...
Sometimes.
That's part of that character.
Sometimes.
I'm not saying that's you, but that's that character.
Sometimes if we think of it, if there's time, we'll...
Okay.
sit there and pump you up. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, you lift things up and then you put them down.
It's impressive. You got some guns.
Oh, gee, you're silly. Oh.
I'm just being honest.
Who has a bigger crush, you or Julie?
Right. Well, I don't know. It's a good question.
Wow. Check those pictures out in his one bedroom
apartment.
How about
them Cowboys?
Did you hear what Jim said?
What'd he say?
No, that's fine.
What did he say,
Dennis? What else got on?
Checking out Dennis's pictures in your one bedroom apartment.
So?
He never lets anybody in there, which is a little creepy. Anyway, go ahead.
Around here, I tell you. Tough around.
What else is going on, Dennis?
In Oshkosh, they're having their 18th annual Oshkosh Southwest Rotaries Bowling Fundraiser.
Fine.
Good. That is tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's Eric from Rev's Bowl and Bar and Grill is incredibly generous. It comes with beer, pizza, soda, and more. Great prizes. You don't need to be a good bowler, just be there. But you do need to have fun, for crying out loud. And they want to raise money for great charities right there in Oshkosh. And so please consider joining them. If you don't have a full team, don't worry. They'll create teams that evening. That seems to be fun.
Yeah. That, like, everybody bowls. I mean, right?
Even
like,
we did. Was horrible.
But you're also going to probably get a strike in the game, which kind of is exciting at some point.
Yeah. It's, yeah. You know, when I came to your thing at the Manitowoc County Fair, your drummer's dad, really big guy.
Yes.
Really, really big guy.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, you won't remember me. He says, but I remember when you used to take your daughter to bumper bowling and your drummer would be in the bumper bowling thing with my daughter.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. He said, nice. The thing I remember is that you'd sit there and read the sports page the whole time. But isn't that funny? My daughter and your drummer did bumper bowling league together.
Small world.
And me and that guy's dad were there together. Yeah.
Interesting.
True. Too funny.
Wow.
And there is one more event. It's called the Dinner Detective. That's right here in Green Bay at the Hyatt Regency, right on Main Street in downtown. The price is $60. And it's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that is a really, really fun show. And I always say, Todd, you would love this because they're based on actual cold cases and prizes are available for the top sleuth. So it's just a night full of mystery fun and mayhem with lots of laughs.
Mayhem.
And everybody is a suspect. You know what I mean? It's just a fun time.
Such is life, right?
Right.
I think, again, we could get Jim and John to go and play the part of the mayor in Mino, right?
I love it.
But then at the end of the story, you find out Jim's this, like, major murderer kind of thing, right?
Or Todd was.
He seems nice, though. I mean, he seems nice.
Interactive theater programs are awesome.
I love
we talked about that one time, right? Sheer Madness. You know, it was at the Blackstone for, 30 years? I've been to that number of times.
And by the way, Big Wayne Stiegelman just texted in, that's called the party pump when guys do that.
Honest, it's not mine.
It's got
Big
a term
Wayne
for it.
Would know.
Big Wayne would know.
Big Wayne, he works out a little.
He does.
Yes.
But you don't shoot anything in, like, with a needle or anything. It's just strictly...
Oh, my God.
Did you seriously just ask that?
Just Jello shots.
Yeah.
Well, you accused him of using steroids?
That's Jim. What I was looking for.
Oh, my Lord. I'm just sorry I brought it
Jello
up.
Just occasional Jello shots. Not Dennis. Oh, I'm saying, John,
Wayne?
I think there are people who may have done that in
well, not
in,
our friends.
Not our friends.
Yeah.
But this party pump, you were a little hesitant when Johnny asked you if you pump yourself up. You're like, eh. So, and I think
no,
you guys,
but I know guys in bands that used to do that. Oh, yeah, serious.
And you guys do look good.
Makes the veins
Thank
pop
it's part
a little.
Of the whole show.
I don't have
go a little crazier.
I don't have pictures of you on the ceiling like John might, but
I do.
Going on with him this week. He's out of control.
You ever every Friday he's like that.
I love you.
I'm going to wait for the weekend.
Unbelievable. Look at the time. Holy cow.
It's the weekend.
Weekend's almost here.
John, we're hanging out tonight. We're hanging out. We got to be friends. We're hanging out tonight.
Go to the GB game tonight?
GB game. That's going to be fun.
Are you going to buy the beer?
Sure, I'll drive. I'll buy the beer.
He always drives and picks us up.
I got the tickets. What else, Johnny?
That's about it.
He's bringing me Sunday. He always drives.
That's about it.
That's all.
Dennis, where are you guys this weekend?
Saturday, we are tonight we're at the bar, and then on East, and then we're at Bub's Germantown tomorrow night.
Where's that?
It's in Germantown.
Oh, Bub's in Germantown.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Towards Milwaukee.
Nice.
For Milwaukee friends.
Thanks for being here. You're always awesome.
Thank you. You are.
Thank you, buddy. Christy, anything else?
Nope, that's everything. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Sounds great.
All right.
Mayor, I'll see you later. I can't wait.
You bet.
Pick up. Thanks, everybody. Have yourselves a phenomenal weekend. See ya.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.